I had come to respect the new FBI representative on the Counterterrorism Security Group, John O'Neill. He had worked closely with me to coordinate the previous month's arrest of Ramzi Yousef. O'Neill was obviously very bright, an activist, but also playful. Like me, he was from a working-class background, and he tended to straight talk that some found abrasive. I decided to push a little to see how he'd respond.
"How can you be so sure there are no here, John? Just because you don't have an FBI file on them. Did you look them up in the Manhattan phone book to see if they're there?"
"You serious?" O'Neill asked, not sure whether I was being funny. When I assured him that I meant it, he directed his deputy to leave the conference room and call FBI New York. A while later, the FBI agent returned to the room and handed O'Neill a note. O'Neill glanced at it and said, "Fuck, they're in the phone book, on East 48th Street at 5th. Everyone in that counterterrorism security group meeting had the same thought at the same moment. Sarin nerve gas in the New York City subway. O'Neill called for backup.
"We need some chemical weapons decon guys up there quick. Some guys who can detect and diagnose chemicals. The Army."
The Pentagon representatives at the meeting were not keen on the idea of olive green Army trucks rumbling up Fifth Avenue, disgorging troops in spacesuits, while the lunch crowd from Barney's watched in growing panic. In the meantime, a fire marshal conducted a surprise inspection of the building. He found that the were moving out, carrying boxes into a rental van. An FBI surveillance car followed the van out onto Fifth Avenue for several blocks, but then lost the truck in Midtown traffic. When that news got to us in the Situation Room, it looked like O'Neill's veins were going to pop. Chemical weapons lost in Manhattan on his watch? I thought I should go see the National Security Advisor. While Tony Lake and I were contemplating the mechanics of evacuating large portions of New York, O'Neill called. They had the van. They had a warrant. They had found nothing but boxes of books. The office on 48th Street was clean.